Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's get caught up on the busy week. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Arizona State University President Dr. Crow joined the show today and shared his thoughts on the state of student loans.
What we've got here with this is a student loan problem where people are borrowing massive amounts of money and not finishing. And this is what's been disappointing about national policy. It's not focused on helping to get these kids and these workers through the trade school, through the community college, through the university. It's for all those things to finish.
What are ways to ensure that students follow through on their degree programs?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know the answer to that. I didn't go to college, so I can't really form an opinion on what would be good in the college life. I would say, though, maybe it would be finding out what they're interested in at a younger age. When I talk about the CTEDs, those career technical education districts, what we call trade schools when we were kids, what they do is they take young people that have an interest and while they're in high school, begin to train them in an area. And a lot of these kids leave high school and go on to college with that skill set. But what they also have in their mind now is the direction they may want to go in their life. If there's someone that's gone through the welding program or through one of these other programs, thinking that someday I want to be a business owner. Well, now that business degree or business management degree means more to you because you have a business in mind you want to start. So maybe that's it. At a younger age, figuring out who's going to college and a little bit more thought into what you'd like to do with your life so at least you're moving in that direction. Maybe that's just too simplistic, but something has to be done that when kids go to school, because ASU says they've got a 90% graduation rate. The students either graduate from ASU or they graduate from wherever they transfer. That's a pretty high rate. Good for them.
Home prices may be declining, but mortgage rates are continuing to rise.
The average 30-year fixed loan is 6.7%, the highest since 2007. Last month, mortgage rates hovered around 5.5%, which could make the payment on a $300,000 loan about $1,700.
How much longer will these rates continue to go up?
That's the question. Nobody knows. Now, you know that interest rates for home mortgages are not directly directly attached to the rate increases from the Fed, but obviously there is some effect. So what will the market dictate? Because if we start seeing home prices dropping like they are, but interest rates going up that still precludes people from buying, we are going to have a whole different market, and I think that will adjust. So how long it lasts, I don't know, but I just want to see people who live that American dream. Owning a home is a feeling of accomplishment that I was really happy that I've been able to experience, and I hope other people can experience it as well. You are listening to Did You Hear This? Every day at this time on the show, we do it to catch you up on the headlines.
The president of Professional Firefighters of Arizona, Brian Jeffries, talked about Prop 310 and the importance of understanding fire districts.
You may think if you live in the city of Phoenix or Tucson or Flagstaff that you don't live in a fire district. And while that is true, we back each other up on a daily basis, and fire districts personnel are running calls in our cities all the time. We share resources.
How important is it to fund fire districts?
It's so important. And here's my issue. This is my dilemma. I will tell you what my dilemma is with things like this. I think Brian Jeffries is 100% right about funding fire districts, especially when it comes to wildland fires and the great work they do in these rural areas. But it does affect us in the cities. The problem I've had with situations like this, whether it's the bond issue in Phoenix or it's a sales tax increase here, is that we are raising taxes when it should be fully funded in another way. The difference here is the fire districts have been paid for by property taxes. Property taxes are down very, very low. They're not seeing enough money into these fire districts, and this would help with that. But I say we should be funding public safety within the budgets in the cities. This is a bit different. Do your homework on Prop 310. It is a 0.1% sales tax that would fund over $150 million to make sure that these fire districts have the money, the personnel, and the equipment that they need.
Hurricane Ian left a tragedy in its wake, but Fort Myers resident Adam Canales says the community is coming together to help.
As soon as the wind died down, people were out clearing the streets of debris so first responders could get on the road if they had to.
What is the best way for people to come together after something like this?
You know, it's I wish I wish I could have spent more time with him on the air. I wish all of you could get to know my friends that I grew up with, and he is one of them. This is a guy that had a kidney transplant a year ago. We thought we were going to lose him, and this is a guy that hung on and got a kidney transplant and has now got a new lease on life. But all of his life, he has spent helping other people. When my mom needs something, he's there. He's an amazing human being, and he is one of a lot of amazing people that I've grown up with, and that's the area of Southwest Florida I wish you could know. They will get through this. There's no doubt that they come together as a community. He was out hooking up generators this morning and other things, but he is a reflection of the community he grew up in, and the Villas. We were all called Villas kids when we were young, and it was pretty amazing to grow up with those people, and it breaks my heart to see what they're going through. Through the Red Cross, find a way, look online to where you can donate if you want to, the Relief Fund, and let's help Southwest Florida and the rest of Florida get back on track. That's so weird. I don't know why I get emotional when I just hear my friend's voice. It's so strange. It was so good to have him on the phone. We don't have many serious moments between him and I. We never have. We were kind of the life of the party and always have been. But to see him endure what he's endured over the last few years, where I thought he wasn't going to make it a few times, got a kidney transplant and a new lease on life, and he's out bigger than life again. And to hear and see all the people that I love so much endure what they're enduring in Southwest Florida, it's heartbreaking. It's hard for me to look at the pictures because of the landmarks and the memories come flooding back. There are a lot of people here in the Phoenix area that are familiar with or have lived or do have homes in Southwest Florida that I've been hearing from. And overwhelmingly, that's been the sentiment from everybody, is you just can't believe it, that these are places we've been thousands of times and they're just gone. They are just gone. And I have not heard any reports of deaths yet, other than we know that it's going to be a lot of deaths in Southwest Florida. And I've not heard any names of people that I knew. And I know that's a morbid thing for me to say. I just hope I don't. I would hope nobody had died. But it would be very sad to think about people I was close to losing their life in this tragic storm.